My name is Stuart Naranjo. There's some movements in the body of Christ to unite the body of Christ. I'm thinking of where they have Catholics and some charismatics in their organization. Do you think that there are any movements extant that are good, or do you think that they all endanger sound doctrine?
Well, thank you for the question. First of all, let's make one thing clear. The body of Christ is intact, spiritually. God knows those that are His, they are His flock, they are His body, and it's intact. So from the spiritual side, we are one. And therefore, it behooves us to pursue a temporal expression of that unity. So I want to say at the very beginning that we must do everything we can to endeavor to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, right? We want to do everything possible we can to maintain the unity of the body of Christ. It is, I believe, that unity that is crucial to our testimony. Jesus said, by this will all men know that you're my disciples, that you, because you have love one for another. So let me say that no one is a greater advocate of the unity of the body of Christ, the expressed unity of the body. The body is one. We've all been baptized into one body, right? 1 Corinthians 12, we've all been made to drink of one Spirit. So we are one in Christ. He that is joined to the Lord is one Spirit. Everybody who's joined to the Lord is one with the Lord. So everybody who's joined to the Lord is one with each other. That is a spiritual reality. And I believe, by the way, that in John 17, when Jesus prayed that they may be one, that prayer is answered. It is answered in the spiritual unity of the church. I don't think his prayer was for ecumenicity. I think his prayer was for the spiritual unity of the body of Christ, and I think, and I know his prayer was answered. Now, to the issue at stake, the church has always struggled with unity. The Apostle Paul struggled with it, right? That's why he wrote about unity. And that's why he wrote Christians not to argue and quarrel and abuse each other, but to love one another and pursue unity on every front. But as you've pointed out, unity is not true unity at the expense of theology, true doctrine. And to be honest with you, I don't see any great movement in the church today to bring together a visible unity around doctrine, around the truth. I see an awful lot of effort to try to bring together a unity that doesn't want to talk about the truth because the truth divides. I mean, how are we ever going to get a real unity when we don't even want theology to be an issue? Not only can't we agree on doctrine, we can't even agree doctrine is important. Now, on the other hand, I'm not sure that you could ever create some kind of ecumenical unity in this temporal life, but I can certainly be one with a brother or a sister in the body of Christ who has a different view. I can express my love to them. I want to build on what we agree on, and if I happen to be, say, with someone who's convinced about the gifts of the Spirit differently than I am, I can choose not to make that an issue of fellowship or of love or of ministry, and I would definitely choose not to make that an issue. However, if somebody is wrong about the gospel, I will make that an issue. Or if they are wrong about the deity of Jesus Christ, I would make that an issue. Or if they're wrong about issues of the atonement, I would make that an issue. I can't orchestrate that where there's no agreement on truth, but I'll tell you what, if the Lord continues to bless our church and we keep sending out other men to minister and other men to teach and preach the Word of God, we are affecting by the lives that we train and send out, the men and women that we send out to serve and minister and be pastors and leaders in churches and missions around the world, we can find that kind of unity. There's nothing to create, and the bond is built upon a common love for the truth, and it transcends this church, but there's a common love of doctrine and a common commitment to the Word of God that ties us with people beyond the people we have normal influence with. And I'm not really concerned with trying to orchestrate some other kind of unity than that which is organic unity built around the truth. And I don't really see that as happening much in the current picture in the church, because the church has downplayed the role of doctrine to such a degree that if you bring it up, you're considered to be sort of anti-unity. Good question. Thank you.